Hi, friends, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are starting a series about becoming a mother. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. This episode is coming to you much, much, much later than I had intended because of the topic, motherhood. My head, heart, and schedule have been dedicated to be present for my son, and I will admit, the subject is still a little raw for me. I've looked for just about any excuse to ignore this topic. Also, I don't know if you've discovered Clubhouse yet, but I've fallen into a rabbit hole with it recently. For those of you who don't know, Clubhouse is an audio-based social media app. It's basically like a live interactive podcast. You can connect with so many amazing people on there and either share your stories or hear theirs. Some of the rooms are educational and some are purely for entertainment. There is a room for just about anyone in there. Because they are still in the beta stage right now and working to support a platform open to all users, you do need an invite to join. Send me a message on Instagram if you want an invite. I do still have a few left. And if you do get on Clubhouse, make sure you find me at BreezyBoo. That's BreezyBoo, just like my Instagram handle. See, I'm procrastinating again, but you're hearing this now, so it seems like I've managed to make it through. I ended up having so much to share with you that I've decided to turn this into a series of episodes, starting with the birth of a mother, and then pregnancy, labor, and delivery, an entire episode dedicated to the postpartum period, and finishing up by talking about becoming a mother. I have found it very therapeutic to pour myself into this series for you. It may be long overdue, but it will not be lacking any love. Whether you are pregnant and looking for advice, a new mom wanting to relate, or you're just here because you're curious, here is my love and light. Becoming a mother is one of the most challenging yet most amazing things you can do. Motherhood changes you, there's no doubt about that. It changes you physically, sure, but also mentally and emotionally. Who you are at the core will forever be changed. It will make you question everything and make you realize you know nothing. But it will also fill your heart with more love than you ever thought possible and bring more joy into your life than you could ever imagine. Motherhood is beautiful. It is rewarding. Yes, it turns your entire world upside down, but you realize that your world was actually upside down to begin with. This baby just turned it right side up for you. This series is for all of my new moms and moms-to-be. We are talking about becoming a mother. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be raw. And above all, it's going to be real. Yes, we are going to talk about the challenges, but this is not meant to scare you. It's meant to prepare you, inspire you, and give you something to relate to if you're already going through it. We are also going to talk about the beautiful parts of motherhood. Those are the parts that mean the most. They make it worth every sleepless night and showerless day. Preparing yourself for the challenges will just make it that much easier to appreciate those good moments, and there will be plenty of them, trust me. There is an incredible book by Daniel N. Stern and Nadia Bruschweiler Stern called The Birth of a Mother. It is all about how the motherhood experience changes you. I read it while I was pregnant, and it completely shifted my focus. Up until then, I had been spending all of my time researching the baby's growth and transitions through pregnancy, which is great, but it allowed me no time to focus on my growth or my transitions. You are giving birth to your baby, but also to a new identity for yourself, a new life on both accounts. There is so much focus on the baby, but not enough on the mother. As an example, most pregnant women can expect to have between 8 to 14 prenatal visits. And those same women will likely only have 2 visits postpartum. There are many things that can go wrong and unnoticed after those 2 visits, especially for first-time moms.
I'm currently dealing with unknown health concerns around 6 months postpartum. Symptoms that I brushed aside as normal postpartum symptoms, like hair loss and tension headaches from breastfeeding. My husband convinced me to schedule an appointment, which I truly thought would be pointless. The doctor ordered blood work and was very surprised to see that my hormone levels were off. We are still testing and hoping to have more answers soon. But imagine if I hadn't have gone in. I just think about how many other women are in the same position, not offered additional care and not seeking it out because they are first-time moms and they think that what they are experiencing is just normal for a sleep-deprived, baby-carrying, postpartum mom. Not having proper care or support can make the transition into motherhood more challenging. And not only for your health concerns, but also to screen for postpartum depression. Sure, that concept is starting to become a standard component of well-child visits, but your child's pediatrician is not there to dive deeper into your problems. You also need a physician focusing on you and only you during this time. Because of all of this lack of care, you aren't as prepared for what's to come, and you aren't allowing any time or energy to be spent on helping yourself through it. It may seem selfish to focus on yourself when you feel like all of your time, energy, and attention should go to your baby, but it's not selfish to work on yourself. This will only allow you to be a more present, understanding, and caring mother. Taking care of you means that you are able to mother in a healthier manner. By not taking time to care for yourself, you are only setting yourself up to experience guilt, shame, and feelings of failure. There will be times when you will put your baby's needs before your own, absolutely, but you shouldn't just throw yours out the window or pretend that they don't exist. Mom guilt prevents us from admitting what is really going on beneath the surface. We feel the need to keep this perfect mask on and keep these perfect Instagram pictures in our feed. By denying your own reality, you're only breeding more silence and shame. There are so many moms out there experiencing a lot of these difficult but very human emotions. And it's my goal to help normalize this conversation. I hope that this series is able to meet you where you are today and offer you some comforting support, regardless of where you are at in your journey of motherhood. Well, friend, you just heard our series opener for Becoming a Mother. Stay tuned for the next episode about pregnancy, labor, and delivery. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.